7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, okay, sorry about that. Things are starting a little slow today. In a number of ways. Pippa, do you want to get on the kitty banky or not? Okay, I guess the cat's not involved today. Or at least right now. Oh, let's get this going. Hello, what time is it? It's 1931 UTC, and that's the perfect time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee, especially when we're running late. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I need to drink some tea because I haven't had any tea yet. Oh, yeah. That's what I need. But it's always weird. Why is it weird? Well, I'm drinking Pu'er again today. And you know, Pu'er has a very distinct flavor to it. And when you're used to drinking oolongs, you kind of say, huh. So that's what I'm doing today. I thought there was a it's a long story, but once again, I had a weird night. I'm really tired. I woke up and I heard weird noises. I was awakened by strange noises. I couldn't figure out what they were. And at first I thought it was just the sound of traffic driving down a wet street, so I thought it rained. But once I eventually did get up and start moving around, no, it did not rain. I don't know what the weird sound was. The sound was, you know, it was sort of sounding. So yeah, here we are, not doing jack. Oh, so I need some more tea. And we're listening to Honey Smack in the background here. I kind of like this guy. He needs to bust out some more of that gear, though. Maybe we need to invite this guy to Synth Battle Royale. Yeah, so maybe I should take this time to remind everyone that Synth Battle Royale is tonight at 0300 UTC. So that's, you know, technically Saturday morning for most people in the world. That's Friday night for North America. And so what time is it now? It's 19:30, 20:30, 21:30, 22:30, 23:30, 20:30, 0:30, 0:30, 1:30, 2:30. Yeah, it starts in about 7.5 hours. So I don't care what time it is locally, I don't care what time it is UTC. Take a look at the clock right now. Whatever your clock says, add 7 hours and 25 minutes, and that's when Synth Battle Royale starts, right here, on Anon Radio. Oh, I need tea. I like drinking tea. It's so good. So last night, while I was just sitting around being completely and utterly unproductive. I was thinking about my jellyfish dance, which I mentioned yesterday. I mentioned my future career as a roji naidoru. And you know, my first hit will probably be the song that I do the jellyfish dance to. The thing of it is, though, I don't have a song. I have the dance. I've got the dance. The dance is easy. Dance is no problem. But I don't have the music for the dance, so I was thinking, okay, well, I gotta write this jellyfish dance song. And we can't just call it the jellyfish dance song. We can't call it jellyfish dance. And I started thinking about the music. What's the music like? Well, if it's for jellyfish, well, they're dancing. This is gonna be slow, liquid, flowing, graceful music. Do I even know how to do that? Yeah, I don't know. I thought, well, what kind of song is this going to be? Is this going to be like jellyfish acid? Well, no, we can't have jellyfish acid. This is some kind of pop thing. So then I was thinking, well, maybe, why not make it a waltz? It could be called the Jellyfish Waltz. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So maybe I'll write a pop tune in 3/4 time. That'll be the jellyfish dance. I don't know. But here's something interesting. I might sneeze. I'm thinking about sneeze. Yep, here it comes. Always fun. So yeah, that's what I'm doing today. Sitting here, sneezing, thinking about jellyfish. And speaking of jellyfish, maybe I should watch Princess Jellyfish again. There was an anime that I think I talked about it when I first saw it. This has been like 2 years ago now, or maybe more. But there was this cool anime that I saw, and it was called Princess Jellyfish. And it was about these, four or five girls that are all basically power nerds. Otaku. Female otaku. And they're freaking hilarious. My kind of chicks. One of them's really deeply into traditional Japanese culture, so she's always wearing a fancy kimono with a fancy obi, and she's doing traditional things like tea ceremony and stuff. One of the girls, Banba, she's a train otaku. She loves trains, and so she just likes to ride around on trains, take pictures of trains, record the sounds of trains. There's a lot of trains in Japan, so this is a good thing. And then there's what's the other character? Then there's the character who likes old guys. She's just really into, like, senior men. If they have gray hair, she's into them. And then there's another one of my all these characters are my favorite characters. I can't say they're my favorite. Then there's the character who's really, really deeply into the Chinese Romance of the Three Kingdoms period. And she's really into, you know, Cao Cao and those three guys and blah, blah, blah. And then there's sort of the main character girl who's just kind of a nerd and she just likes jellyfish. And they live a happy idyll in their little all-girls building full of nerd girls. Until Jellyfish Girl runs into a trans boy. And, oh my god, hilarity ensues. Because he's all in girl mode when they meet, but he's a high fashion girl. And, you know, she's a nerd. So they don't get along, but they sort of get together and it's pretty good. I like it. And then I found out that there was like a live action movie made. And I do remember seeing the movie and thinking, oh geez, they kind of came up short. Because, but you know, it's one of those things where they have to condense a 4-hour anime series down to, you know, basically an hour and 45 minutes for the movie. And yeah, it was okay, but not enough character development. And this is a character-driven anime. Princess Jellyfish. I highly recommend it. I liked it a lot. I just wish I could hang out with those girls because they're doing such awesome stuff. I love Romance of the Three Kingdoms. I love trains. I like jellyfish. And I love traditional Japanese culture. I could just hang out with these I can't count number of chicks all day. And I'll tell you one other thing. If I ever do make it to Japan, and that's looking slimmer and slimmer the older I get. But I swear to God, if I ever make it to Japan, I'm just gonna ride trains all the goddamn time. I mean, I'm gonna be one of those guys who buys the Eurorail pass or whatever it's called in Japan. Oh, it's called Suica. I'll get a Suica card and whatever else I need. I'll just get on trains, see where they take me, and then, you know, try to get back to where I was. You know, just find random Japanese person at the in the other train station and say, Ore wa baka gaijin desu. Where have I come from and how do I get back there? This to me sounds like a good idea. Just imagine being in Tokyo. Just get on a random subway, then get off at some random stop. Then try to get back to wherever you were. This is a fun game for Tobe. This is a very, very fun game for Tobe. Yeah, and this is why they won't let me into Japan. How annoying would that be? There's some white guy lost in the subway system. He's just riding around without any purpose or destination. Watch out for Crazy Bakajin. From Nebrasuka. Hi. Tobakun wa Nebrasuka jin desu.
So desu. Nice to see you. Welcome to the company. Would you like to sit down over there, please?
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to have some coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Coffee with the sugar or cream?
Oh, just black coffee, please.
Okay. Gentlemen, how about a cigarette?
I stopped smoking, thank you.
Oh, that's good for your health. Okay, let's get down to business. You know, to buy our product, you have to have money.
No, I'm rich man.
But strictly, you know, business is business, and you have to pay money. You better be sure.
Don't worry. I'm a rich man.
Okay, thank you. Nice to hear that. Now, let's get down to business. And the contract.
Oh, okay.
For the paper, you have to sign your name.
Okay.
Your name. What is your name, please?
My name is...
Hira. Oh, okay. Mr. Ohira, thank you very much. Now, this here, you have to sign your company's name.
Oh.
You have to sign your company. What is your company?
My company is very famous.
K-D-D. I beg your pardon, I couldn't hear it too well. One more time, please. What is your company?
Oh. yes. My company is very famous.
What did we learn in school today?
Revenge.
Ah. Did we meet somebody special?
No. No one special.
Okay, I gotta get back to work. I'm gonna be home late. Would you try and please fill these out? Don't worry, it's only the rest of your life.
Right. I love you, Kiari Pamyu Pamyu. That was Kira Kira Killer by Kiari Pamyu Pamyu. Wow. The prosody. Anyway, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh God, Tobe started up this Kiari Pamyu Pamyu stuff again. We're going to have to listen to those stupid pudding commercials with Kiari Pamyu Pamyu in them. Yeah. Oh, give me the other one. Yes, there's two. Oh! can never get enough of that. No, my sinuses. Oh, I could do this all day. I love Kiari Pamyu Pamyu. And I think the reason I love her so much is because she likes candy. And I like candy. And she has songs about candy. And she looks like candy. And I found another commercial where she's advertising more candy from Gurico, one of my favorite candy brands. God, what did I just see and hear with my little eyes? Me. Okay, this is my surrealist peyote dream come true. This is a cactus eating commercial right here. Find yourself some cactus. And here we have Carrie and some little girls, and the little girls are dressed up in candy suits, and there's these 3D computer graphics behind them. It's so cute and kawaii, and all this, these candy balls are rolling out, and then they sing the me song and say me, and then we see close-ups of the candy, and then she eats one. And then we have the tagline at the end. Me. Is she or just his humble lab assistant Beaker? Ow. Now my guts hurt.
You can sit at home and do like absolutely nothing. And your name goes to like 17 computers a day. 1984. You're right, man. That's a typo. Orwell's here now, he's living large. We have no names, man, no names. We are nameless. Can you score fry?
Meet serial killer. Eyes in Fruit Loops. But he does know things.
Anyway, guys, listen. I'm in this computer, right? So I'm looking around.
You got those Crayola books?
Oh, yeah. Technicolor Rainbow. Yeah. Green one. What is that? Let me see. What are these?
International Unix environments.
Luscious orange.
Computer security criteria, DoD standards. The pink shirt book, guide to IBM PCs, so-called due to the nasty pink shirt that I wear on the cover.
What's that?
Devil book, Unix Bible.
What's that?
Dragon book, compiler design.
Yeah? What's that?
The red book, NSA Trusted Networks, otherwise known as the ugly red book that won't fit on a shelf.
Anyway, guys, come on. I'm in this computer, right? So I'm looking around, you know, throwing commands at it. I don't know where it is or what it does or anything. It's like choice. It's just beautiful, okay? Like 4 hours, I'm just messing around in there. Finally, I figure out that it's a bank. Right? Okay. So it's a bank. So, this morning, look in the paper. Some cash machine in, like, Bumsville, Idaho spits out $700 into the middle of the street.
That's kind of cool.
That was me. I did that.
You did this from your house.
What are you, stoned or stupid? You don't hack a bank across state lines from your house. You get nailed by the FBI. Where are your brains? In your ass? Don't you know anything?
Stupid, man. It's universally stupid.
You guys always think I should know everything. You never tell me anything.
スクール学校
こちらが日本の高校です。生徒は毎朝自転車や徒歩で通学しております。アメリカのように車で通学してはいけません。
Get a back on, back on, back on. Get a back on, back on, back on. Shoes, 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 box.
これが下駄箱です。生徒はここで靴を脱いで指定された上履きと呼ばれる靴に履き替えます。ここでは様々なドラマが生まれます。
ちょっと、はい。
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky,Beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Everybody, everybody, happy, happy, good to bring. 40 years,
Stephen, Gurika.
Gurika. Oh my God! Guess what happened while we were messing around doing all that dorky stuff? Somebody, Fluffy with the fluffiest lumps. That's you.Somebody decided to come over here and get in the kitty business pit, and so now I'm doing kitty business with a kitty. Hello! Somebody's not paying any attention to what I say because she has to have her face in the back of my knee. Yes, get it in there. Oh, look at your fluffy tail. Oh, we got such a fluffy bazingans. Yeah, so Pippa decided to join the party. That's always good.And I just realized I don't have any food. Look at this. It's like 3 minutes from lunchtime and I don't have any damn food. And I didn't even tell you the story about going to the store yesterday. I thought, you know what I want? Yesterday I was thinking I was hungry for little Chicky Chunks. I wanted some Chewy Chicky Chunks. And so I went to the Chewy Chicky Chunks store.Which is the special store, but it's close by, so it's really convenient. It's like the closest grocery store, but it's the weirdest grocery store. And it looked like it was crowded and busy. Okay, yeah, so I went there yesterday because I wanted Chewy Chicky Chunks. And so I go there, and I walked in, and I walk over to the little freezer section where they keep the Chewy Chicky Chunks. And they didn't have any. What? I was devastated.I came home and I ate a ham and turkey sandwich, and it wasn't very good because I didn't have any cheesy poofs. And so I'm trying to decide, should I go back, Pippa? Should I go back there today? Should I go back to the weird store to get the weird chicken nuggets? I found these weird chicken planks slash chunks slash nuggets slash, what do they even call them? Chicken tenders, I guess, and they're basically tempura battered, okay? And not, you know, like American disgusting battered. So I just wanted to have some chicken chunks and get some protein in me, but they didn't have any. Should I go back today to see if they have any today? Maybe they restock the shelves. How badly do I want the damn chicky chunks? Well, yeah, what I really want is a hamburger, but I can't afford to go out and eat a hamburger, but maybe I will in a couple days anyway. It doesn't matter, but you'll hear all about it right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, people, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta get some Chewy Chicky Chunks.
This is the end of the line for me.The end of the line, yes.